You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Here are the edited remarks during last week's Sonora City Council meeting. We begin with the Mayor of Sonora, Mark Plummer.
New business. Consider the approval of a ballot argument in favor of a measure that would impose a 1% transaction and use tax, sales tax, in the city of Sonora if approved by voters, and authorize two council members to make necessary minor changes to the argument and to prepare a file and file a written rebuttal. Melissa Eads, City Administrator, please.
Thank you, Mayor. I would like to thank you and Councilmember Merrill for your support and authorization of the argument in favor for this item. I'm happy to turn this item over to Council for your consideration. Also, we have the impartial analysis prepared by our city attorney, as well as frequently asked questions for your consideration. We would like to move forward with the submittal of the arguments in favor and the impartial analysis.
I presume all the council members have studied and perused the argument in favor of Measure Y that Councilman Merrill and I put together. Now is the time either for approval or to do any necessary wordsmithing.
So I have a little wordsmithing.
Yes.
Melissa, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay. First paragraph, Measure Y would provide ongoing funding to meet community needs and help, instead of prove, protect our quality of life. So I just like protect rather than improve, because we're not getting that much of a financial jump. And the third paragraph, last sentence, a yes vote on Measure Y will require non-resident visitors to share costs, allow the city to enhance and increase public safety, and again, protect rather than improve. And again, I really like quality of life in Sonora. And those are my contributions. Thanks.
I think that's great. Protect makes perfect sense.
Thank you.
Well, and that really goes to the heart of why we have gotten behind this.
And I'm fine with Suzanne's edits, and we certainly end with protect.
Councilman Hawkins.
You know, I'll try to keep it short. Never in my life, as a traditional constitutional conservative who is very fiscally conservative, quite frankly, I'm cheap. I got five kids at home. I got to be cheap. Had I ever dreamed I would be advocating for any kind of tax increase in my life? But we're at a point where the state has sucked the city and the counties, especially rural cities and rural counties, dry of money. They've done everything they could to take away money. And I keep preaching about it because it goes back a lot to when redevelopment was ended under former Governor Brown. And it's just gotten progressively worse. I never dreamed I would be in this spot, but unfortunately we have to do something. This city has been very responsible with the money. And this council, since I've been with this council and then off the 2 years, has been very responsible with the money and very transparent. Back in 2010, that was one of the reasons I ran, is because citizens didn't feel that the city was being transparent at the time with Measure I funds, which was passed. It was the half cent sales tax. There was the belief that the city wasn't being transparent at the time, and we're very transparent now, but it's not the city or the county coming down on taxes. It's the state of California. It's the federal government. And it's just such a shame, because it's really hurting the small counties, the small cities, and we're up against a wall. I would never in my life advocate for having a tax raise on parcels of land. I mean, we're taxed too much in the state already. This is one way where many of the people, because we're a hub city, because so many people come to Sonora, our population's 25 to 30,000 during the day. This is one way that those people that do not live here can actually help contribute and protect our resources, protect our police, fire, and our public works, and in hopes that we're going to have not just a better city, but a thriving city. Mark, I think you probably feel very much the same way.
Well, this is one of the reasons why we started the first paragraph the way we did, because it was unexpected to get to this point where I would be advocating for a tax hike in California.
I was just going to say that the that we share that burden, the burden of the 25 to 30,000 people, they'll share our burden of
yes.
of public services, and that's the basis of this 1%.
Councilman Merrill.
I just wanted to say I do really appreciate Councilmember Cruz's input on the adding the word protect, because I think that at the end of the day is really what this comes down to is protecting the services that we've all come to expect, protecting our citizens first and foremost. And I truly hope that the citizens of Sonora give us the opportunity to pass this measure so that we can show you what we can do with that additional funding. You know, I want to make that very clear. I would love to itemize and show the public how big of a difference this measure could make in growing our city and helping us, again, not just improve, but protect the quality of life in our services going forward.
Thank you very much, and thank you so much for helping me write it. It was good working with you.
The Sonora City Council unanimously approved the ballot argument in favor of a 1 cent sales tax increase. It should be noted that based on some of the discussion, only 2 years ago in 2020, the City of Sonora's Ordinance Number 871, Measure Y, increase the transient occupancy tax from 10% to 12%, and for the first time ever applied the tax to both campgrounds and recreational vehicle parks. That tax increase was approved to be put onto the ballot by a unanimous vote by the Sonora City Council.